Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. And we're back. And we're black. And we're Brown Ambition.
in our new stewed.
Yes.
I've hijacked Tiffany's stewed.
Sure, so we're in the office, the new Budgetista office. And
it's gorgeous.
Even though it needs to be vacuumed. I'm like, all this dust. Anyway, we're back. And what do you want to talk about today?
I wanted to start off this week's podcast with, do you watch Black-ish?
I watched a clip where they talked about the election.
The one with Anthony Anderson doing his like monologue?
No, I watched a clip where they're like, I guess he's at work and they're sitting around a table and like, what is her name? Is that Wanda Sykes? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When he's talking about he's like the really like semi-racist, like passive aggressive boss is like, why don't you care about the election? Or why don't you care about what's happening in the world? And then Anthony starts his character. He's like, you know, what did you say to me? And then he gets really serious and he talks about like, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't see that part. I just saw the part where they were like, you're the token white girl. Why did your people not vote for Hillary?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, the whole episode is like, I mean, Black-ish is an amazing show in general, mm-hmm. but they've been, I feel like they really take their job seriously to like be a touchstone for like what it's like to be in a black family today. Mm. And it's been 2 months. And at first when I heard they did a Trump episode, I was like, really? I'm trying to like get over it. And now you're going to go drag this up. And it's always awkward when shows like have realistic, like real people in them or real, like they acknowledge yes. that it's 2016 or 17 and like this is what's happening. But they did such a good job. And the clip that everyone is talking about is this clip, which I'm going to play right now for you.
Okay.
Everyone listen.
I love this country, even though at times it doesn't love me back. For my whole life, my parents, my grandparents, me, for most black people, this system has never worked for us.
7 feet.
But we still play ball. Tried to do our best to live by the rules, even though we knew they would never work out in our favor.
Strange fruit.
Had to live in neighborhoods that you wouldn't drive through. Send our kids to schools with books so beat up you couldn't read them. Work jobs that you wouldn't even consider in your nightmares.
And blood at the roots.
Black people wake up every day believing that our lives are gonna change, even though everything around us says it's not. Truth be told, you ask most black people, they tell you that no matter who won this election, they didn't expect the hood to get better.
Strange fruit.
But they still voted, because that's what you're supposed to do. You think I'm not sad that Hillary didn't win? That I'm not terrified about what Trump's about to do? I'm used to things not going my way. I'm sorry that you're not and it's blowing your mind. So excuse me if I get a little offended because I didn't see all of this outrage when everything was happening to all of my people since we were stuffed on boats in chains. I love this country as much, if not more, than you do. And don't you ever forget that.
And give him all of the Golden Globes.
Yes. Woo, child. Right?
Oh, I felt that even more just listening to it again than
wow.
I did earlier. So,
and then to have Nina Simone in the background.
You know when Strange Fruit comes on.
Well, you already know. It's a thug fest. Thug tears fest.
I love Black-ish. I feel like it's one of the most important shows on television.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Tracy Ellis Ross, you know.
Isn't she? I love her so
That
much.
She got her.
And she won, yeah, yes. The Golden Globe.
Look at me, I'm like, the Golden Globe. I don't watch like that much. But I knew it was one of those awards that people always want to get.
Yeah, she won. It was a good night for Black TV. Mm-hmm. Atlanta. Yeah. Donald Glover. I can't say I watched a couple episodes. I did, but I lost track. But he won too. In that fabulous brown suit.
And then Moonlight.
Moonlight, yeah. Best Picture awesome. Drama. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I saw La La Land, and one of my girlfriends was texting me, and she was like, man, I can't believe so-and-so won. Because Moonlight was kind of up for the same awards as La La Land. Best Actor, but I think Best Supporting Actress, Best Director, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And then it lost, because La La Land won everything until the Best Picture Drama. And she was like, this can't be, because I've seen La La Land, she's like, this can't be better than Moonlight. And I was like, you can't compare a musical about, you know, a young woman who goes to LA and tries to be an actress to what Moonlight is. You just like can't. Yeah. I feel like I don't feel like it should be like that for them, you know, the movies. Like everything doesn't have to be the same. I don't know. It's in a whole different category. I think they're both amazing films.
But I know what you mean. You're right. Because you're like, it's not really, it's a totally different, it pulls totally different energy and emotion out of you. Mm-hmm. The two different ones.
La La Land, I love that soundtrack.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch La La Land.
It's, you know, it's not for everybody. It's basically a musical, but on, like, you know, it's like Moulin Rouge or mm-hmm. any of those, like, musical, like, movies. But I thought it was incredible. Speaking I love me some Ryan Gosling.
Have you seen Hidden Figures?
Yeah, I saw it last weekend. Didn't I see it before the podcast? Yeah, I saw it. It was really good.
Okay.
That's when I said I love Jersey City, because the whole crowd was, like, really into it.
Oh, that's right.
They were clapping and snapping and cheering.
Yes, I have to take Supergirl. I really want to go see it.
But I didn't know that it was number one. Really? At the box office last weekend.
Look at that.
Like it tied. First headline I read was it's going to tie with Rogue One, the new Star Wars movie. But mm-hmm. then I read that it beat Star That's Wars awesome. Movie. I saw Taraji tweeting and like Instagramming. They're so excited.
You know what's so great about it? Because I'm not going to lie. When I first heard that they were doing this movie called Hidden Figures about, you know, Black women engineers and mathematicians that helped to launch, you know, a man into space, I thought, no one's gonna watch it, honestly. Not. I knew I would watch it, but I thought to myself, the larger world at large, they're not gonna care about the story. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so happy that I was proven completely wrong, and that it's a story that has transcended, and people are watching it, not just watching it, but making it number one. So I'm super excited about that.
And it was the same year that, you know, Nat Turner's movie, the one Nate Parker, mm-hmm. Nate Parker's movie came out about Nat Turner, the revolution, and like, it was. I mean, it was kind of a flop, right? Yeah. All the bad press about his history with that, you know, those rape allegations. Yes. And then that was kind of like a real loss, because that was the after Oscar So White last year, when that movie was bought at the film festivals by a big studio network, it was like the biggest thing. It was like, oh my God, next year we're saved. This is the first movie. It was bought for like a record amount of money by a production studio.
Wow.
And then so when it kind of like it fizzled based on all those bad, bad press, it was a big loss. So I feel like Hidden Figures probably benefited from a couple of things. One, it's about women. And two, it's kind of a feel-good movie.
It is.
I mean, it was weird. I left the theater kind of like really depressed and sad.
Okay.
Because you do realize these women literally, like Taraji, who plays Catherine, I forget her last name, mm-hmm. Catherine Johnson in the movie, who's really the instrumental, like brilliant, like genius mathematician who at the last minute comes running with the answer to a problem they need to get John Glenn, back down to Earth safely. And she, during the movie, has to run half a mile to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Half a mile.
That's crazy.
And then at one point her boss is like, where have you been? You're not here. You're never here. Where do you go for 40 minutes? And then she breaks down, and it has like this really emotional scene where she says, I have to go to the bathroom. And then you see like the oppression of the women, and it's, you see the women at NASA were all sort of being, they were all sort of hidden. The white women and the Black women who are computers were all mm-hmm. down in the basement working separately. But you sort of see like the chain of command, like, so Kirsten Dunst plays like the leader of the white computers.
Okay.
And she, you know, keeps Octavia Spencer's character down, you know, mm-hmm. beneath her, even though she's also kind of beneath her. Mm-hmm. And it's just all the dynamics, and it's super depressing, but it's also, kind of feel good at the end because, you know, they win, but then you have to leave the theater knowing that they didn't really win because it's been 60 years since that happened.
And now they're just now getting recognition for that, these women.
And but Katherine Johnson is still alive, I think. She's like in her late 90s.
Wow.
And she got to see it.
Ooh, child. See, honestly,
they show the pictures of him at the end, and that's when, you know, the tear start. Yeah.
Honestly, lately, I'm not going to lie, since the new year has started, I have purposefully curated what I ingest online because it's too much, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, you start reading, like, and this cabinet appointee, and then I'm like, you know what? I literally cannot take it. So it was that roller coaster ride of the elections was almost too much. And then to read, like, and I'm going to go back to, because I have to know what's happening, but I'm like, I need a minute to, like, fortify myself with good things before I kind of, like, allow these, like, it's scary. Yeah. And sometimes I just look and I'm like, what now? I can't. So I'm like, I don't want to see this Facebook.
I've been hanging on like a life raft to everything of Michelle and Barack that I possibly can. Every bit of Sasha and Malia. Like, I watched the farewell address and
me too.
All of it. And it was just.
I was actually in D.C. for their farewell address.
You were there?
No, not there. I mean, I was just in Washington, D.C. I was there because I was taping, like, Good Morning Washington, like, with some credit tips or whatever. And then a friend of ours works at BET Network. So she was like, oh, you want to come to watch, like, the Mary Jane, Being Mary Jane, you know, their new premiere.
Right. It came on, like, right afterwards, right? I saw Gabrielle Union. I was like, all right, Gabrielle.
Yes. And so, but right before, they were watching the state, you know, like, the last State of the Union. And so we were watching that. It was just great to watch it, like, in D.C., knowing, like, not too far away.
It was happening.
Yes.
I'm drinking every last drop. And especially the part where he talks to Michelle. You know, I live for that. And then you saw Malia getting emotional.
Yeah. Did you see how, like, when Uncle Joe got his award?
Yes.
That was so cute.
I cried during that, during the farewell.
Me too. No, first of all, if anybody gets a chance to, like, Lovey Ajay, right? Mm-hmm. She had the perfect description of, like, how Uncle Joe was acting. She's like, look at Uncle Joe. He's acting like he just got nominated to the Deacon Board. It was like, God, I'm not worthy. And turned around was like, like, the pastor was like, we just want to acknowledge Uncle Joe as our new deacon. And it was just so true. Like, the look in his eyes. Everybody just loves Joe Biden.
He lost it.
Yeah.
And you talk about a man who's been through, like, I think he deserves it just based on the personal like, for him to still be standing and to be able to say, you know, I'm still optimistic about our country when all of that's happened to him. I mean, I feel like life just keeps knocking him down, and and he's just, like, such a strong guy. And their friendship is so genuine at this point. Like, they don't even care. They give zero F's about it. They just, like, just full on loving each other.
Yeah.
I feel like they know that we need.
Yeah, we need to see that.
We need to see some positivity. And I need them to have their own radio show or something. I just want to hear Uncle Joe and Uncle Barry once a week.
Like, what do you guys
fireside chats.
Especially Uncle Joe, because you know he's a
Or whatever that weekly lunch that they have. That was, like, a highlight of my week.
I know we have, like, a tight
Yeah, we're in a tight schedule because we're taping a Live Richer. What are we doing at 9?
So like, a little bit later, we'll be taping every week we do a Live Richer challenge chat. The Budgetista and Mandy, representing Magnify Money, who's the sponsor of the Live Richer Challenge Credit Edition. And so we're doing that tonight. And so, so because of that, we have a little tighter schedule. If you're not doing the Live Richer Challenge sponsored by the awesome Magnify Money, what you waiting on? You can join us at LRC for the Live Richer Challenge, LRCcredit.com, and get your whole credit life together. Magnify Money has provided us with so many amazing tools to use to get your credit just really on point. You know what's so crazy? My sister, Tracy, the one who, like, buys all my clothes, she hit me the other day, and she said, I asked, you know, what are you doing today? It was, like, you know, the weekend. And she was like, honestly, catching up on the Live Richer Challenge. I'm like, you're doing it? Because, you know, like, they don't tell me. And she was like, I am. She's like, I'm 2 days behind, so I'm catching up since it's Sunday. And I thought, that's so awesome, you know?
Wasn't she your litmus test for all the advice that you give?
No, that's Lisa.
Oh, the Lisa test.
The Lisa rule. Okay. And then Lisa, like, so I posted that on Facebook, like, you know, Tracy's doing it. Lisa's like, not to be outdone. I'm doing it as well with my coworkers.
So it's even if you have good credit, you should still do it. I think there's a lot of, I think, interesting extras and people may have good credit but may not even know how or why.
Exactly. Because Tracy, honestly, prevent bad credit. Her credit was a 790 and she's like, it fell to like a 750, which is still excellent. And mm-hmm. she's like, I just want to raise it back up again. So it's for anyone. What I love is that what I'm hearing from people, the feedback is that I didn't even know how credit, like how does credit come to be and why? And I'm learning that. And then I'm learning how to purposefully grow it. And then the last week of the challenge, you learn how to maintain it. So it's just so great because honestly, it's free. The resources are dope and free. You can do the challenge all year round. So you can always restart it over and over again. There really is no excuse not to at least be working on your credit if you want better credit.
It's the credit class everybody should have had
yes.
in high school and is never too smart to learn. So, and I just want to say real quick to all the dream catchers who are like tweeting Magnify Money, we get all your Facebook messages and your emails. We've gotten all of them. I think we responded to all of them. There were like dozens. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. And on behalf of Magnify, just keep going. Thank you for the love.
Yes.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Yeah. Magnify_money.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brand Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
Any wins? Any?
Are we doing? Let's do breaks.
Yes. Brown boost and brown break.
Brown boost and brown break.
I want to take. Well, I guess it's kind of a break. It's just that. So me and Superman are house shopping.
Right. Duplex and shopping.
Yes. Well.
Or whatever. Investment property shopping.
So right? You know when you start shopping, you have your mind. I want a 4 family. Da da da. And then you're like, I'll take a 3. And then you're like, I'll take a 2. And now we're like, I'll just take a house.
Okay. Update. We've downgraded. All right.
So I mean, honestly, we're still at least looking for a multifamily house. But honestly, like you start to realize that as you go through the process, there's so many things that you did not realize, you know, because I thought we were good. I'm like, we've got plenty of money saved. Superman's credit is great. You know, like check. But there's so many things, for example, like.
Tell us.
I know the number one thing that I did not realize is that my realtor was telling me what websites not to use.
What?
And so like when you're house, so you normally, so your realtor is going to look for homes for you.
Right.
But I mean, I'm proactive, so I want to look too. Mm-hmm. You know, so I gave her like my list of like, this is what I'd like. Check. But I'd like to look and be proactive. So she was like, don't use, Trulia.
Zillow.
All of those other sites. She's like, honestly, some of them are weeks behind and they have not been updated. So she's like, I don't want you to get your hopes up and see something.
That's
and then,
true.
You know, she's like, honestly, the best site that's closest to what she actually sees is realtor.com. She mm-hmm. said, because they update every 15 to 30 minutes. So she was like, you're only behind about 30 minutes. So, you know, she was like, I'm not saying that something won't be sold, but.
In New York, though, 30 minutes can be. Like,
exactly. But it better than 2 weeks on one of these other sites.
Yeah.
You know, so she was like, that's the closest site that you're going to find to what she has as far as open to the public.
Because realtors, they have the MLM yep. networks, right?
Yep.
Like that's, what does that stand for?
I'm not even going to lie. I don't
MLN
know.
Or something like that.
Yes, MLS or something like that.
MLS.
Yes. Multi-listing something.
Yeah, service.
Yes. And so what they do is realtor.com every 30 minutes pull from the MLS.
Gotcha.
And so you're seeing like 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes behind what they see. And so I'll look and sure enough, because before I was pulling things from Zillow and Trulio and all those other websites mm-hmm. and I would send it to her and literally 95% of the time, sold, and I get so disappointed. Yeah. And I've been pulling from realtor.com as he suggested, and 90% of the time, available. So I was like, wow, okay. So it is really up to date. So one, this is what I suggest. So going to realtor.com and figuring out first, what is it that you really want? So we will Like, I know we have our list of, like, what we want to buy, where we want to buy, that kind of thing. And then what we've done is that we'll do a drive-by first. Because there's nothing worse than your realtor saying, okay, you know, the house that you sent me the link for, you know, we can go see it on Tuesday. And you pull up and you're like, I hate this neighborhood. Yeah. So we have been spending our weekends doing drive-bys. You know, so we'll do our research, like, on a Saturday morning of places. We'll look at the pictures, pick maybe, like, 10. I think we saw, like, 20 today, which was a lot. And then we'll just literally drive by.
You know how I hate driving.
And so, like, the good thing is that we're really concentrated on one particular neighborhood. So even though you might see 20, they're all within, like, one block of each other.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as bad. And then I'll take notes on the paper, like this, hated this. So of the, like, 20 that we saw today, there were 6 that we liked and 3 that we really want to see.
Okay.
You know, so of that, like, you know, we'll probably go see about 3 of them this week. So now we're ready. So that's what we do every week. We'll go to Realtor.com, make a list, do a drive-by, see them the next week. And so it's just been, like, a little bit tedious, but.
Yeah, I always use Zillow. I mean, well, because I'm just dreaming right now. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, Zillow and Trulia, I think, are good if you just want to get a sense of what the prices mm-hmm. are like out there. But, yeah, like, definitely not if you're, like, actively shopping.
Yeah, because you'll be very, 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 I mean, because you'll get, like, excited. Like, oh, my God, this is so,
We found our apartment on Zillow, actually.
Really?
But I think we got lucky. I mean, I think we looked the day that it was listed.
Okay.
But it was, like, brand new building. It wasn't, like, one house. And it's a lot easier to have apartments available than one house.
Than a house.
Houses go quick out here.
They do, especially multifamily, because honestly, because I'm looking, you know, I live in Newark, and people, you know, just not too long ago, no one wanted to live in Newark, but mm-hmm. there's this trend because things are happening in Newark, and it's, you know, like, you know, Prudential is buying a property, Rutgers is buying a property, Whole Foods is moving to Newark, not the headquarters, but there's a Whole Foods being built in Newark. So as a result, all of these investors are swarming in. So here you are, just trying to buy a piece of property. Investors are buying them all cash.
Yep. My girlfriend in Brooklyn just yesterday was so, well, I saw her Friday, had like a little slumber party. Mm-hmm. She was so sad because her and her fiance have been trying to find a place in Bushwick. Mm. And she was like, and I hadn't talked to her in a while about it. And the latest I've heard is that she's ready to, you know, buy in Atlanta because it's just competing. You know, they would see something they liked.
Yeah.
They'd email the realtor and immediately she'd be like, oh, it was sold. You know, all cash investors.
Yes.
It's hard to compete with them.
Yes, it is.
What are we hearing?
We're
in a very spooky giant office.
So if you hear some noise in the background, sorry. I don't know. It's not in the office.
I almost
here.
Hear crickets. I don't know. This mic is very sensitive.
They could be doing work. They're still, like, doing work, unfortunately. So that's my brown break, kind of. I'm like, ugh. I mean, I just like a boost.
Something.
Yeah, and I will. But, you know, it just gets to be so, because you're like, oh, or you'll see a house and it's so gorgeous on the outside. And then we'll go in and be like, is this the nightmare before Christmas? Like, what is happening in here?
But I totally relate. I mean, what in May I was announcing that we're moving with Enrique's parents and we were going to save up for a house. Mm-hmm. And where are we now? Yeah. We're renting. We're slow in our roll.
Yes.
Although, full disclosure, that was my plan all along.
But, sometimes that's how you got to do it.
Like, yeah, you help get a house, you know, we'll see what happens, wink, wink.
Right. What about you?
You'll find it all in good time.
Yeah, and I believe so. And I'm like, the thing is, I always say, we're not homeless. We have a place. It's just that, well, you know, and I like doing it in the winter because you have at least a little less competition.
But on one level, I feel like you guys are exactly the kind of people who need to find a house in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to push people like you out of here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're bringing money into the economy.
Exactly.
You're smart. You're talented.
He works
obviously.
For the city, you know, so it's just a
good people. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not push everyone out. I feel like that happened in Jersey City where I am mm-hmm. a lot of it anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. My boost this week. So I'm going to give a boost on two of my favorite tools that I've been using. So back in the new year is here, mm-hmm. but not for me. It's my resolution is to get my money right, but not because of the new year, because my wedding is coming up, obviously. So I want to give a shout out to one app called Level Money, which I've talked about a little bit before, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I gave you all the details. And Level Money was recently purchased by Capital One,
okay.
or Capital One 360. So they have some new bells and whistles, but this is the app that I always tell people to go to if they're like, I don't know. I don't know how much money. I just want to know how much money I have right now to spend for the week or for the month or whatever. They just can't. They don't have the patience for the Budgetistas, super easy Budgetista tool. They're like me. They have like ADHD with budgeting.
Okay.
So I love Level because you link your accounts, obviously, but then you can easily go through your expenses and then check the ones that are recurring.
Okay.
And it knows all of your recurring monthly bills, and it knows how much money you have coming in, and it's tracking your expenses during the week, and every day it tells you this is how much you have to spend. And if you go over, then it just goes into the next day's spend,
okay.
or you can see here's how much you have to spend for the whole week.
Ooh.
And it's really nice because...
Is it free?
It's free. Totally okay. Free. Level Money is the app. It's an orange icon.
Ooh, I'm going to look
it
up.
In the iTunes store. It's my fave. But what was I just doing today in Level Money? Oh, so we just moved into a new apartment, and mm-hmm. I could easily add my rent and adjusted everything really quick. It's my favorite. I don't know. And for me, it's
more
helpful.
So than Mint.
Way more than Mint, because Mint doesn't like give me an, at least I haven't used the app in a while, but I don't get like, here's what you can spend today.
Okay. Oh,
and
I also, like that.
And the problem with Mint is that it I feel like Mint is like more for tracking where you're overspending in the different categories, because mm-hmm. it's, and but then you have to go and like tag all the ones that are uncategorized, yeah. and it's like such a pain in the butt.
Okay. Level, I like that. Okay, Level Money. I'm going to look into
Level
it.
Level Money. And then my second one, so we just moved, and this all kind of goes into like, right now my expenses are kind of out of control, because I'm buying like bridesmaids gifts, and I'm buying, you know, like tickets for things here and there, and making, you know, putting down deposits. So like a lot of money is flying out, and I just need to make sure I'm not spending more than I'm bringing in for the month at a mm-hmm. time. So we moved into a new apartment. We have a beautiful kitchen, but like one thing I've gotten really real with me and my fiance, how we work is you want to be like, oh, I'm going to save money on groceries, so I'm going to make a list, go to the grocery store, we're going to plan our meals, we're going to chop all the veggies on Sunday and then put it all in Ziploc bags and be ready to go for work. And that like never happens mm-hmm. for us ever. I'm always too tired to go to the grocery store after work, and you get that text at like 3:30. And he's like, yo, what's for dinner? And I'm like, I don't know, you tell me. I have a job too.
I know, right?
What do you think we should have for dinner? And you just get in this like endless cycle, and then you end up on Seamless and spending like $50 mm-hmm. on bad Thai food. So I just got over it. And this month we signed up for HelloFresh.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Which is one, you know, you've heard of these grocery or meal delivery services. Mm-hmm. There's Plated, Blue Apron, HelloFresh. Yeah. There's like a couple other, I can't even remember. But I decided to use HelloFresh because I love that you can get four meals for two people for $84 a week.
Okay.
So you do the math. That's like, you do the math, because I can't right now.
Four
meals. $22 per meal.
Okay.
$20, $21 per meal. So that's like $10 per person for like really good gourmet dinners.
Okay.
And I love because you can select like a fit option. And we were on Plated before, and it was all really good food, but it was very like unhealthy. It was like pizza, you know, sandwiches, all that, you know, not really healthy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I like HelloFresh because you can choose the fit meal plan, since we're getting, you know, nice for the wedding.
Okay.
And it's $84, and literally that box comes on Monday, and it's like Christmas. And
really?
You're like, oh, we're going to have cherry glazed pork chops for dinner, and we're going to have like, what do we make this week that was so good, sausage bolognese, and like all this stuff, you know, like that I would never make myself. I don't think.
Maybe I'll try it. What can you do?
Yeah.
Do you pay for the month or by week?
Every week they get to do a new box, and you get charged that week. And you have, so every like Monday we'll get a charge for $84. So you can cancel if you're going on a vacation.
You can cancel. I like that.
You can even go into the future, and you know you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
And
you don't want to forget.
Well, can you do like, just like, you know what, this week I'm going to try something special.
You can, so they have, every week you can choose your menu, so they have like 7 to 8 options, maybe 6 to 8 options.
Okay.
I feel like they have 8, and then I pick 4 out of the 8. And so, for example, Enrique doesn't like fish, so I always skip the fish option. Mm-hmm. I usually skip the vegetarian option, because I feel like I don't get my money's worth.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, but what I mean is that, like, could I just order for like 1 week? Or do you have to like send
yeah before? You could, okay. I mean, it's gonna have your credit card, so yeah, I mean, if you, they, and they always have these promotions. I'll post a link, and you can get like a free box or whatever. I'll give you a free box,
because okay.
Once you join, you can give all your friends free, you know, weeks or whatever.
Okay.
That's how I got in on it.
I definitely want to try, because I honestly have to say I like cooking.
I love cooking.
It's just that sometimes I'm like, but I hate food shopping. When I
yes.
say I hate food shopping, like literally, I'm like Superman. So every time it's time to go food shopping, I'm always like, wait. So what can I do? I could do the laundry. I could like
anything.
I can mow the lawn. I can paint the house. Yeah, I hate food because I take forever, because I'm looking at every deal, every sale. Mm-hmm. Literally, I food shop. It takes me at minimum 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, that's just the shopping experience. Then you got to put it in your car, and then you have to take it from your car. And Superman's usually really good at like taking yeah. it from the car. Putting in the house, but it has to be put away after that, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is like a half a day ordeal. That's
yeah,
what I feel like in my
it's
mind.
Hours, and this happened to me the week before we signed up. I was like, I'm done. We went to Key Food for mustard. We spent $80.
Must.
I don't know what we spent it on, but lots of things that we just all of a sudden needed.
I'm going to look into that, honestly.
And so I think it helps with, well, it helps with, I think it is the list that I need. It's like, you only get what you need.
Yeah.
You're not wasting food. Like, I'm constantly wasting crap. You're not wasting food. You're getting a really delicious meal. And he cooks. It's like, all he needs to cook, I feel like all men want, is like, give me the directions, give me the ingredients. And here's that, everything I need.
Can you up it? Like, because we have, I'm thinking, like, I wonder if the two people be, but Supergirl's not always with us. So I wonder if two would be enough, meaning like, you know, he surprisingly, even though Superman is really tall, he's not a big portions guy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if like two could really be like 2.5 because she's like the half.
Sometimes, usually with the meals that come with pasta or rice, there's usually plenty for for two. When it was like a, when it's like we made chicken, what did we make? Oh, we made these like amazing turkey, like Thanksgiving burgers last week. It was so good. But that was just, there was two buns, just enough turkey, you know, ground meat for like two.
Okay.
But it depends. Sometimes we have leftovers for lunch the next day, which is like even better value.
And you said, and how many meals is it?
You can either do two. I think you can do one person. You can
Meaning like for 4 days. You said how many days?
4 days. So we get 8 meals, but 4 days worth of food. And that's just our dinner. And then Friday we eat out anyway. So it's, I feel like we're saving tons of money.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
It feels like you're, you know.
Every time I food shop, at minimum $200. Sometimes upwards of three something. I'm like, who lives here that we're eating? And I might food shop maybe two to three times a month. That's crazy. So we're spending at minimum, honestly, a month on food, at minimum $400. At minimum.
That's even low. Like, we spend way more than that.
And that's what I said, on minimum. I really venture to say we probably spend like $500 to $600 a month for three people. Really, 3.5.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
You want to try something new sometimes, and it's like, go buy, I don't know, a
bok choy. You're like, and then you buy a whole thing of bok choy.
It's
like,
spices. Spices are like $7 a pop. Yeah. You need like some turmeric, and you're going to need 1/4 teaspoon. HelloFresh gives you exactly 1/4 teaspoon.
Ooh, I'm going to try.
It's fantabulous.
You know, even if I just do it like, you know, twice a month, I think I'm going to try.
Give it a try.
I'm excited.
I'll hook you up.
See, already I've got my new Chase Sapphire Reserve card. Thanks to Monday.
Feel nice?
I know, it's metal. Now, we are not big pushers of go get credit. This is a perfect fit for someone like me who spends the money anyway, especially on business. Mm-hmm. And I travel a lot. And so this is like literally the perfect fit card.
Absolutely.
But don't go running out and getting stuff. I know like I've heard that the whole $100,000 point thing is over. But that if you actually go into a Chase bank, I've heard that they're honoring it for like for another month.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so for people, like, because I saw it, like I was reading stuff online more about it.
Yeah, and if you guys want to know how, last week I told the story of how I booked our honeymoon to Italy and Spain for $200. And everyone wanted to know why or how, so I wrote my entire explanation, a really good in-depth guide to how I use my points and leverage them.
I want to send it with the Dreamcatchers. I want to post it in the group.
Excellent. I published on Yahoo Finance, so I'll share the link on brownambitionpodcast.com. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
And even just post it yourself, like in Dream, because they would like, travel is one of the number one things. They would love that. So please share that. They're gonna be like, Mandy, is this Mandy Woodruff from Brown Ambition?
And it's written by a noob for noobs is how I feel, because like all those mile websites,
I don't get it. The points guy, I'm like, I'm sure what you're saying is true, but I don't know what you're talking
about. Here's a screenshot, here's where you go. Ooh. You know,
no, anyway. I want to read it.
I'm excited. So. Exciting stuff.
So now it's time for questions. So this week's question is from, I'm assuming it's Jamie.
We're going to go with Jamie.
Yeah. Recently, I got a new job in media in New York. Woot woot. I added the woot woot. After freelancing to pay the bills and relying on my mom to help, I'm so blessed to finally have a job at a company that I'm really excited to work for. The only, in quotes, problem, I'm making a lot of money. That's not what they said. It's a
crap ton of money.
Yes. I have no idea where to begin, but I know that with a package that almost pulls me into six figures. Okay, so this person's making almost six figures. I need to be investing or doing something. How important is it for me to work with an accountant, and how do I go about finding a good one? I have a small fear of getting an accountant that will see that I'm young and take advantage of me and my money. So, Jamie, I'm so glad that you wanted to be financially responsible.
Yeah. Good problem to have.
Yes. So one, I think that maybe you are misinterpreting what type of person you need. An accountant is going to help you with your taxes and lower your tax burden. It sounded like to me you need more of a financial planner. and a financial advisor.
Maybe.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say about New York City. Six figures ain't what it is in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people who make six figures and are not living any better than my little brother who's entry-level sales mm-hmm. in Georgia Agreed. Right now. So I feel like, one, you need to stop thinking about the six figures. First of all, you haven't earned it yet. It's a new job. You're not six figures yet. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just earning your first good paycheck. Have you been saving over this time? Do you have you haven't said if you have a savings account yet or mm-hmm. money set aside there. Have you started investing in your company 401k? If they offer one, I feel like, you know, you say you feel like you need to start investing, and I think people's mind automatically takes them to like Wall Street, E-Trade. I need to be like trading, swapping stocks and buying Tesla stock and stuff like that. People forget that a 401k is an investment.
Yes. And at the very least, you should be whatever your company matches you should be putting. So if they say, hey, Jamie, if you put 5%, we'll put 5%, put up to at the very least what they're going to put up to, mm-hmm. you know, or else you're really just leaving money on the table.
I say it again. I started saving my 401k how old was I? 20. I was 24, mm-hmm. so that's been a little over 5 years now, and I have just in that 401k over $40,000 just in 5 years,
that's
and that's
awesome.
Just saving like my little 10% and getting like a match here or there. And I watch it grow all the time. You know, I haven't even touched mine from Yahoo when I left in May, and it's gained like $2,000 this year, which is nuts. Just, you know, me sitting on my butt and doing nothing. So start investing in your 401k. Mm-hmm. If you need help, you should be able to contact your 401k provider if it's like a Vanguard or a Schwab or TD Ameritrade or whatever. If you ticked all those boxes, mm-hmm. right, I think that finding a financial planner could mm-hmm. be super helpful if you want to know, you know, what next level, how to reach some like fun goals, mm-hmm. starting a travel fund.
Yes.
And for that, I'd say I have a financial planner. I found mine through one of these like planning networks. There's XY Planning, there's Garrett Planning Network. Mm-hmm. But even before I did that, I signed up for LearnVest.
Mm-hmm.
And LearnVest started in 2009, and I think it's pretty solid, actually. Magnify Money, we just had my reporter, Brittany Laye, just did LearnVest for 3 months, had a financial planner through them, and did an amazing review of LearnVest. So I'll post that for you. I'll send that to you. And it has a complete review. And the reason I like LearnVest is, one, it's low cost. It's accessible financial planning advice. It's $299 upfront, which I can say with experience having my financial planner is pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then every month going forward, you pay $19 a month.
Which is pretty good.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. And then you can get access to them 24/7. You have two planning sessions, and they deliver you a whole financial plan that tells you how much you should be saving, how much you'll need for retirement.
Do they tell you where to put your retirement fund and money, or do you just...
I don't know if they've started doing... like
financial
advice. I don't know if they've started doing investment advice outside of 401k.
Okay. Because I'll say this.
I can't say that.
Sometimes you get confused about like what, like I call myself a financial educator, meaning I don't sell financial services. You know, I'm just like, hey, this is what credit is. This is what debt is. Here's some tools that you can use to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a financial planner, which looks at your life in totality and says, here's what you can do to reach those goals that you want to reach. But not just investing wise, but just savings and spending and that kind of stuff. And then you have a financial advisor. So legally, to be called a financial advisor, you have to have certain certifications that allow you to make suggestions as it relates to investing and insurance. So you just want to know that the wording is really important for what you're looking for. And what me and Mandy are saying are planner and advisor are probably what you're looking for. Not to say you shouldn't have an accountant, but your accountant's job is to protect you as it relates to your taxes. You know, so just be mindful of like, you know, what it is that you're looking for, Jamie. But so hopefully we answered your question.
And just real quick, since you brought it up, mm-hmm. and that's a good point too, whether they do give investment advice or not. So my planner does. She's a certified financial advisor, investment advisor, and she's registered, and you can check all that out. I'll even put some tips on how to do a background check on your financial advisor.
Awesome.
To make sure they're actually listed with the, RIA certified, registered investment advisor.
Okay.
And there's something called broker check through FINRA, which is the financial something something industry regulating authority.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't know my acronyms, but it's broker check. And you can plug in the name of your advisor and see if they pop up, and it'll show like, I mean, I don't think it's like the end all be all of, you know, background checks, but it's a good, at least you can tell, hey, they're licensed and they've actually been working for a while.
So are we ready to wrap up with some wins? Yes. I have a quick win.
Okay.
I want to give this win to my friend, Lucinda Cross. There's this new show on Centric, which is owned by BET. Centric is a network specifically for women of color. It's called Queen Boss. And so Queen Boss is like Shark Tank for women of color. It's super awesome. You have this panel of dope women that have their own very successful businesses. And then you have these women that kind of come and pitch to them that also have businesses, but they have businesses that they're looking for advice and funding for. The funding is $25,000 that they win at the end. If you should win.
It's a set price.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, but it's been great because the women get to pitch and you get to learn about these awesome new businesses run by women of color. So my friend Lucinda Cross is on there. Her product was a vision board box. And like you would take all these things out and create your own vision board. And so she was up against two other women and she moved forward to the semifinal round as of last night. So it was really dope. It's just really, honestly, all the women were amazing. So it was positive programming. It wasn't negative. It was just, these are some women of color. They have businesses. They're pitching to other women who are more successful than them, who are giving them great, solid advice.
Who's backing Centric?
BET.
Oh, BET.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So congratulations, Lucinda.
Yay, Lucinda.
Lucinda.
What's the vision board called? What's it called?
It's called Activate Your Vision, I think. So if you just look up Lucinda Cross, you can't miss it.
Awesome. My win this week, I have a couple, but they're going to be quick, I promise.
Okay, I'm
going to
like
one. I know. The dream catchers are waiting. It's my fault. So I want to give a shout out to 4-year-old Dalia Arana. She's a 4-year-old who's read over 1,000 books.
What?
And is like the baby boss of the Library of Congress. She's become an honorary librarian, got to go to the Capitol. Please go, just go Google her, Dalia Arana. She's like adorable. She's in like a little pink skirt suit like Hillary.
Yeah.
And you just see her strutting. I can't believe she's 4 years old. She looks like she's 4 going on like 44. But go ahead, girl. And she's from Gainesville, Georgia. So yay, Georgia. Who says we're not smart? SAT scores nationally do. But anyway. And then another win real quick. So they released an honorary version of the U.S. Mint released a commemorative $100 gold coin that features an image of a black woman.
Yes, I saw that.
As Lady Liberty, which was pretty dope. And she's got braids and looks really cool. And
yes,
they're apparently going to do versions depicting Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans,
and
Indian Americans.
I want to collect them all.
As well, which is really cool. The coin's coming out April 6th.
Mm-mm. Financial literacy month.
Send me one as a wedding gift. my wins.
Yes. I feel like we had a good week.
I had a great week. This was a quick show. You're welcome. You're probably like, yay, not another hour and a half.
Whatever. Somebody's still doing dishes. Like, wait, I still have a pot left. I need you guys to still talk. All right. We bid you adieu. And if you're a dream catcher, we bid you hello.
And remember, if you have questions, concerns, please go to brownambitionpodcast.com. And while you're at it, just real quick, we need to please ask you to leave us a review on iTunes. I recently noticed that we're falling in the ratings, not because we are getting any less downloads. In fact, January's been a record month for us in downloads. Thank you so much. But it's because we're not getting as many reviews as the other shows.
Okay.
So please, reviews actually matter. I've done this research. iTunes favors shows that have more reviews.
Okay.
So you send us all the emails, all the tweets, all the Facebook messages, but please take time. Go to iTunes and leave us a review. However many stars you'd like, just leave one.
Yes.
We really, really appreciate it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do some sort of an incentive for you guys, like some sort of like contest.
Yeah, that'll be cool. We'll do another one next
week. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you about it next week.
We forgot to do it this week.
We did? All right.
We'll see. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.